All right. Because we have our public hearing beginning at 2 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Central, in order to stay with that timeline, we're going to move down the agenda. We're going to move to number 9, action item. This is the Custer State Park Airport, and we have Director Jeff Van Meteren with us here today in person.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. We've had a 60-day period now where we've looked at the Custer State Park Airport. I don't know about you, but I've learned a lot about airplanes over the last 60 days, more than I ever realized. Our comments, I would say that we received publicly fall into two groups, majority from pilots who all want to keep the airport. That's just their nature, no different than many other user groups. And then we have a scattering of comments from other folks that would rather see it go away, turn into something natural, maybe more park opportunities and that kind of stuff. But, we just have thought about this and looked at the options here and just really don't see where the department should be funding the repairs to an airport with park entrance license monies and camping revenue. So, I want to move forward today and ask you if you would support that. We're asking that you would allow the license for the airport to lapse at the end of this year, December 31st. It's an annual license. That would effectively trigger the closing of the airport. Now, I want to tell you that I have reached out to three of the air pilot groups, I guess you'd call them. Great conversations with each one of them. The South Dakota Pilots Association reached out. They were one of the comment holders, and they just want a chance to talk. They just want to sit down. They understand the situation they're in or we're in. They totally get that, probably shouldn't be using, they need, as pilots, they need to support this airport. Reached out to the Recreational Aviation Foundation, the RAF. We haven't talked in person, been talking through email and text. The gentleman that's the head of that organization is on vacation this week. But much like the South Dakota Pilots Association, they also would like to see the airport stay. They would like a chance just to sit down and talk about what other options there might be. Could they take it over? Could they do the maintenance of it? That kind of stuff. And then the last group that I reached out to was the Airport Owners and Pilots Association, which, I discovered was more of an advocacy group out of Washington, D.C. They're going to be in favor of just keeping every airport in the country. They don't have any funding. They're a dues-based organization. So from that standpoint, they're there to support the RAF and the local pilots association, but I have committed that I would sit down with both those groups after this meeting and talk to them, see what they would bring to the table. But for the Game Fish and Park, for the Parks Division to move forward and make repairs to this, we just don't feel it's justified. We don't think that it's appropriate to be using camping revenues to maintain an airport runway. So I guess today we're coming to you asking if you would support that decision.
Very good. Any questions for Director Van Meteren on the Custer State Park Airport? Comments at this time? Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, comment. Can you give us a little background why that airport was ever built and what its use was for and why it, whatever it was for, what veered away from that use being there?
Through the chair, Commissioner Meese, great question. Yeah, the airport was, I did a little research on that. Again, I've learned a lot more about Custer State Park Airport than I ever thought I would have to know. It was built in 1950, paved in 1986. That was the first year the runway was actually paved. It was originally built for the seat planes that operated in the hills at one time. And then also just to serve as a resource to the state of South Dakota, specifically the park. It was really never intended to be a public airport. It was more of a private state-run airport for state planes to use, along with wildland fires and that kind of stuff. And then over time, for a variety of reasons, groups like the wildland fires moved away from it. I assume their equipment just got bigger and maybe the safety aspects. It's a high-altitude airport, so it's not an airport that everybody can land on. And then the National Guard still uses it for helicopters, but they use a lot of the park for helicopters. But they don't no longer use it either for their airplanes. We as a state, we just don't use it. When we fly in, it's usually to Custer County or Hot Springs or Rapid City most often. Those two airports, Custer County and Hot Springs, are within 30 miles of this airport. So I don't know if that answers your question, Commissioner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other comments, Commissioner White?
Yes, Jeff. Could you speak to, I know a lot of aeronautics require certain standards for airports to be considered an active airport. In this particular case, do you see this airport needing any upgrading in order to meet those standards? And secondly, is there a liability exposure for the game fishing parks with this airport?
Through the chair, Commissioner White. So DOT is required to inspect all the airports in the state on an annual basis, and they did that last October, about a year ago today. And that process, puts us through the through what you're speaking to. I mean, they are out there to inspect it, that it meets all the standards of that classification of an airport. Mm-hmm. So yes, I believe it does. But in that same inspection, they noted two things to our staff. One, that there was about $250,000 worth of immediate repairs that needed to be made to that airport in the next couple years. We're about 1 year into that. Secondly, that long term, within 8 to 10, now it's 7 to 9 years, we should look at replacing the airport runway completely. Just based on its age, it's a 1986 airport. I'm not a DOT engineer, but I would assume that they feel like the MAD has kind of reached its lifespan in that period of time. So I do believe their inspection process is designed to do exactly what you're asking about. Number one, make sure it's meeting all the state standards. And number two, that there are no liability issues. So I hope that answers your question.
Additional questions or comments for Director Van Meteren? Commissioner Cole?
Just a point of clarification. Are you asking for a vote to let the certification lapse or a vote to decommission the Custer State Park Airport?
Working with the DOT, Commissioner Cole, working with the DOT aeronautics staff, they felt the simplest course of action was just to let the license lapse.
Okay.
The more formal process is to go through a decommissioning. That's not necessary. We can just let the license lapse. Both practices do happen. So we did take the extra step of going through a 60-day comment period, which is something the decommissioning process also requires. So
any additional questions, Commissioner Cole? Commissioner Whitmire?
Yeah. Commissioner Whitmire, yeah, thank you. Just for clarification on, we've got some of these, some of the comments from the public kind of suggested that there were some funding options out there for assistance, but just for the communication here today, we did look into some of those things, I understand, and we just weren't successful in finding something that would come anywhere near the funding that would be needed over the next few years to continue to operate this. Is that correct?
Through the chair. Yes, Commissioner Whitmire. We talked to DOT staff, and first off, I would tell you that because this is a state-owned airport, there are no federal funds available for this, which really puts us at a disadvantage. There are some state funds through the Aeronautics Commission, but it's limited. There's a cap on how much you can ask for. I believe that number was around 75,000 total. That's as much as you can ask for. But you're also competing with all the other airports in the state that serve a greater public need. So we have never received that kind of funding before in the past. The last time we put some maintenance into this airport was in 2016. And it was about $23,400. It was some asphalt repairs on the runway. So there is fun. You know, most airports, again, learning from some of the airport organizations that I spoke with, they're all funded with aviation fuel tax money, the sale of planes, and then thirdly is hangar storage and that kind of stuff. Services that most airports offer that we don't offer at Custer State Park. And that's typically how those airports are funded, along with, in most cases, subsidies from communities who see airports as a economic factor for their community. We're a little bit of a disadvantage. We don't have those same resources, if you would. We don't sell fuel. We don't have hangar storage. And we just don't feel as a park that we should be subsidizing that for what has turned into a recreational airport.
Yeah, thank you. I just looking at the numbers and looking what can be captured, it just looks or appears anyway that we'd really be funding this on the backs of other campers and things that would be really highly subsidizing the use of the aviation type usage. So, thank you.
So through the chair, just to respond to that, Commissioner Whitmire, you know, we've heard from some of those pilots that say, well, we really like to fly in there and then we camp. Well, our primitive camping fee, just put it in perspective, is $15. That's for a tent fee anywhere in the state. At that rate, it would require over 600 nightly rentals just to pay for the annual maintenance that the Custer State Park staff put into that airport, mowing the grass, plowing the snow off of that. So I don't think we're seeing that kind of use at 50 to 75 touchdowns a year. So,
Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. So let's say we let the license or the permit lapse. What would we do in the interim before the runway was taken out? Would we have to put closed signs up, or do you have a feeling for how that takes place?
The Chair, Commissioner Locken, great question. So one of the first things we need to do as a department is to notify DOT of that this is our intent to not have the airport inspected this year and renew the license in a sense for next year. That triggers a form that we need to fill out with the FAA that goes out to all the pilots in the United States, and it's part of the master record. It's their responsibility to check that record every time they get in their airplane and fly and determine which airports are open, which ones are closed, which are temporarily shut down for whatever repairs or modifications or things like that. So yeah, it was a question. I had the same question when I asked the DOT Aeronautics staff there, and that's what I found out. There's nothing we're required to do temporarily, but by the end of the year, there would be some nationwide notification that would go out to all these groups. The other thing I would add, like I mentioned before, is I would like to sit down with those two aviation groups, the REF, who has a local contact in our state, and then the South Dakota Pilots Association. Both have been great people to work with, very genuine, again, truly understanding our situation, and want to see if there's something they can do to help. So,
additional questions? Jeff, one, so if we decide to move forward and not renew the license after this year. How soon do you think the department would be able to get in there and start doing some cleanup?
Madam Chair, so there are some things we can do as a staff. Talking to Regional Supervisor Matt Snyder, you know, we have a hangar there that was damaged in a storm, I believe, in 2019. The roof came off. That's something we intended to take down. Probably take down regardless. It's damaged kind of beyond the point of repair. There's some other outbuildings there that we would take down. We could take the fence down as well. All of our, we could do all that work. We do have a request in as part of our FY25 budget to do the, to remove the airport runway and then eventually seed it back into grass. So we would need to wait for approval on that. And that would be next legislative session.
All right, very good. Do we have any other questions or comments at this time? Commissioner White?
Just a question, Jeff. Are you, Commissioner White, are we in a process where you're looking for some action today on this as far as deferring or letting the license lapse, or are you looking for us to give you some more time?
I'm sure. Commissioner White, I think we're asking you to take a formal action today. We could do that through a resolution that we could put together for you that would essentially ask you to let the license expire at the end of the year.
Then I so move.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the request. We need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. Any questions or comments on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. So the request to let the license lapse is approved.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Very good. Thank you.